The best medicines for treating malaria in regions where resistance to older drugs has developed were under discussion at a special symposium of the Pan-African Malaria Conference in Nairobi. Artemisinin combination treatments, ACTs, have been recommended by the World Health Organization, and the recently formed ACT Consortium discussed practical means by which these medicines can be made available. I spoke with the director of the ACT Consortium, David Schellenberg, together with Ugandan Health Commissioner Anthony Mbonye. I asked Dr. Mbonye first what he thought the ACT Consortium had to offer.
The special thing with the ACT Consortium is that we are trying to look at the best ways to deploy ACTs. And this is very important because currently ACTs are the recommended first-line drugs and they are very expensive. They are not readily accessible. So we are looking at ways in which we can make sure that people who have malaria get the ACTs. And we are trying to target the people who have malaria using rapid diagnostic tests.
Could you give me a snapshot of some of the ways this affects you in Uganda?
It would mean that we have to have the ACTs available. We should ensure that the rapid diagnostics are also available, both in the public and the private sector, and also make sure that we sensitize the community that not all fevers now are malaria and they need a test before they can get a dose of ACT.
David, what are your hopes for the consortium?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems we have with these new highly efficacious anti-malarial drugs, these ACTs, is that most of the people who need them don't actually get them, and most of the people who get them probably don't actually need them. And what we need to do is try to correct that a little bit. So we have projects going on in about a dozen countries looking at ways of making sure that the level of overlap between those who need and those who get these ACTs is improved. Something else that we're very mindful of is the fact that, unfortunately, substandard quality ACTs are increasingly problematic. So we need to develop systematic approaches to evaluating the quality of the drugs which are used by most Africans. And then the final component of the consortium, really, I think, is to consolidate the safety profile. All the ACTs which are being made available through formal health services in Africa are quality assured. They have been reviewed by regulatory agencies, but you can never have too much safety data. You can never be too confident that a drug is really safe.
This is a multinational initiative. What is the incentive for lots of different countries to be involved?
I think the problems that the ACT Consortium are addressing are not unique to any one country. They are problems in any country where malaria is a problem. Getting the right treatment to the right people when they need it is a challenge. And I think this is why we have so much participation from ministries of health. Dr. Mbonye here with us now is the assistant commissioner in the Ministry of Health in Uganda and a very active participant and researcher within the Ministry of Health. And I think the participation of Dr. Mbonye and others like him shows a little bit how important many people perceive the questions that the ACT Consortium is answering.
Coming back to Uganda, Dr. Mbonye, what do you think could be the practical benefits to you in your situation from this new initiative?
The practical benefits is that people who have malaria now will get the ACTs, and those who don't have malaria will get other treatment if they have febrile illnesses. The issue is that we shall avoid wastage of very expensive anti-malarials like ACTs, save the money. And the whole country, if it saves the money we target the people who are getting the anti-malarials, that's beneficial for the country's development.
We've been hearing a lot today here at the MIM conference in Nairobi about the possibility of eradication of malaria and certainly control, improving control. What do both of you think about this?
This is still something which is on the drawing board. I don't really realistically expect to see eradication of malaria in my lifetime, but I think we can make major strides towards elimination of malaria from many countries where it's currently very problematic, even with the tools that are available today.
In Uganda, we think we can work towards elimination of malaria. If we put all the interventions together, we think we can go a long way if we can increase investment to malaria treatment and control. But eradication, I'm not sure that it's really very... I mean, this was attempted in the 50s, in the 60s, and we are again back to eradication. But we could first work towards elimination, and then many years later we could think of eradication.
But ACTs seem to be an important plank in any quest towards both control and potential elimination, don't they?
Yeah, I think they're the most effective. They're undoubtedly the most effective treatment available for malaria. And treating malaria is one of the best ways of controlling malaria. ACTs also have a fairly clear effect on the transmissible form of malaria parasite from people. So they can actually help to contribute to reducing malaria transmission.
Yeah. ACTs are very effective, and case management with effective antimalarials is one of the interventions. But as I said before, we need to have an integrated approach, effective case management with ACTs, make sure that we have indoor residual spray, we have use of insecticide-treated nets, and then vector control of the mosquito. So all these, we must put emphasis on them so that we can move towards elimination and then final eradication.
So what's the immediate target for the ACT consortium?
Well, the ACT consortium is something which has been discussed for a number of years, but actually only relatively recently got funded. So I think what we are looking forward to doing is really starting the activities in all the various countries. Over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, various research results will be coming out, and we'll be making as much noise about them as we can.
That was David Schellenberg from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, together with Anthony Mbonye from the Uganda Ministry of Health. They were talking with me at the Multilateral Initiative on Malaria Pan-African Malaria Conference held in Nairobi, Kenya. For Audio News from the London School of Hygiene, I'm Peter Goodwin.